Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, October 27th, 2005. Today's message is titled, Jesus Completely Saves. The scripture text is from Hebrews 7, verse 25. Therefore, he is able to save completely those who come to God through him. I take my car to the mechanic because my brakes aren't working properly. Having your brakes work is a non-negotiable feature in safe driving. I explain to the mechanic my problem and ask him to repair the brakes. I go back later to pick up my car and the mechanic tells me, I couldn't repair your brakes, so I made your horn louder. I would hardly consider my car repaired. Our greatest need, one in which we all have, is our sin problem. Sin separates us from God. Religion cannot fix this problem, although it may very well make the horn louder. Religion offers many repairs, but never completely fixes the problem. The daily text is referring to the finished work of Jesus Christ on our behalf. It has brought hope and encouragement to so many through the ages of the church. Consider the power of each individual phrase. Read them slowly and ponder their rich meanings. He is able to save completely those who come to God through him. That's a great promise. And today, on the authority of God's word, when we have come to God through Christ, we can have an assurance our greatest problem is really fixed. For Jesus completely saves. Use a portion in conclusion of a song. An old hymn actually called Love Lifted Me that has a line that says, Souls in danger, look above, Jesus completely saves. Well, it's a joy to share in this daily podcast with you as listeners today. There's a tremendous amount of anonymity on the web. I am not aware of who might listen to this, although I do get feedback of some that do. This is a ministry that is primarily over the web and through email, and more recently through this podcast. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. You can, of course, sign up to receive a daily encouragement each day through email if you'd like to. It's free. Or if you are listening to this as an audio, you can also receive this automatically as a podcast by following the instructions on the website. Today's a big day for our daughter, Esther. We have a picture up of her on the website today, an email post. She's in a program to help her learn job skills, and this was her very first day of work. She's a volunteer at the Lancaster General Hospital. She was quite nervous prior to leaving and expressed that in a prayer last night, but we got her off okay and are praying for her and anxious and interested in seeing how she went, how the first day of work went. Well, you have a blessed day today. Stay faithful and stay encouraged.